Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our journey through the Gospel of Luke, and today we'll be reading through Luke chapter 18. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?' He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such things belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult is it for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." And Peter said, "See, we have left our homes and followed you." And he said to them, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life." And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit on. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. All right, so in today's passage, Luke recounts something like a montage of Jesus' various teachings throughout his earthly ministry. We see him tell parables, address the crowds, speak with the disciples, and interact with the many people he encounters during his journey. Each of these little moments are rich in truth, and many of them surround this central theme of the attitude that people have as they come before God. The rich young ruler, the disciples, the crowd, the blind man, the children, even the persistent widow within the parable. Jesus' interaction with all of them highlights their attitude as they approach God. And the different postures of each of their hearts teach us a lot about how we are to posture our hearts. At the core of it all is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Jesus teaches the crowds through this parable, and we see how he sets up this parable in a way that makes it very clear that he is drawing our attention to the different attitudes of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee and the tax collector approach the same temple. They both stand off by themselves alone. They come with the same intention, which is to pray, and yet their posture is completely different, isn't it? The Pharisee, in his prayer, is prideful and self-righteous. He prays, God, I thank you that I'm not like these other men. God, I thank you that I'm not a sinner like everyone else. I fast, I tithe, I am righteous. It's a weird way to pray, isn't it? It's kind of like this Pharisee just likes the sound of his own voice, and he comes to the temple to kind of bask in his own perceived virtue. The tax collector, on the other hand, does the complete opposite. He is humble and desperate in his prayer to God. He beats his breast in anguish and he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus says that this tax collector walked away justified and not the Pharisee. The tax collector was the one who drew near to God, not the Pharisee. You know, I think if we want to evaluate our prayer lives, the way that we posture our hearts in prayer, a simple test is to reflect and ask ourselves, are my prayers more like the tax collectors or the Pharisees? Now, of course, remember that this is a parable and the characters and their actions are kind of conflated for the sake of clarity. But the tax collector's prayer represents a prayer that comes from someone who recognizes their need for mercy. It recognizes that they are a sinner, that they need God more. The Pharisee's prayer, which at a glance might seem far too ridiculous for any of us to identify with, represents self-righteousness and pride, and with it, a distinct and foolish lack of need. And although our prayers might not be as haughty and lacking in self-awareness as the Pharisee's, I think many of us do struggle with being comfortable in our prayers. We forget who we are in the gospel story, sinners, saved by grace and in constant need of God. So let me ask you today, do your prayers reflect that? Do your prayers reflect a continual desperation to receive God's new mercies and be reconciled to his love? I pray that this morning our passage reminds us to pray in humility, in desperation, not forgetting our need for Jesus and his grace. Let's come before him with a posture that recognizes that we need him, that recognizes that we are desperate, and let's go to him. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you teach us, you remind us that we can't do anything apart from you, that oftentimes our heart leads us to be like the Pharisee, to feel like we have everything that we need to have, that we are righteous, that we have virtues and a lot of good things going for us. Lord, I pray instead that you humble us like the tax collector who recognized the wickedness of his heart, that recognized that he is a sinner and that he went to you. He asked for your mercy. I pray that our prayers can seek you so desperately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.